If you're going to the presidential inauguration next month in Washington, there's still time to call the city's Mandarin Oriental Hotel, where for $200,500, you get a four-night stay, a full-time butler, a mink coat, a daily two-hour spa, and lots of other perks. The Oriental's general manager, Daryl Schaefer, spoke with Day to Day's Noah Adams about what else comes with this deluxe room.
It has 3,500 square feet. It has 10 flat panel televisions. It has views that are unparalleled across some of the most recognizable landmarks in the United States and maybe in the world.
You're looking out from there to the Capitol?
Well, you're looking out actually the other way to the Jefferson Memorial, the Tidal Basin, the Potomac, the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument. So it's, quite a breathtaking view.
Okay, what else?
Well, I mean, the package itself is for that person or those people who have access already and really just want to be catered. So it really begins when the jet sets down to pick them up, and they're ushered on board, and we pick them up in their own chauffeur-driven Maybach limousine. They're brought to the hotel, and I personally will make sure that they get taken care of in the fitting for the designer formal wear. It's the gold watch. It's the emerald ring for her. It's the beluga caviar and champagne every night at sunset.
Let me take you back just a bit, because you said Maybach limousine, and I have no idea. I know you were offering the choice of a Hummer or a Rolls-Royce or a Maybach. What is a Maybach?
Well, Maybach is the new premium automobile that has been produced by Daimler Chrysler, and it's a very limited production vehicle. The sticker price starts around, I believe it's either $300,000 or $350,000 per vehicle. So it's really an incredible car.
As you know, there will be protesters in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration. There is a war going on. It can be a difficult time for many people. I know you have a luxury hotel. But people can be looking at this and saying, you know, there are soldiers' families in the United States who are having a difficult time and, in fact, are on food stamps. And here's a hotel with a $200,000 luxury package. It just doesn't seem right.
Well, I think that there are quite a few wounded veterans currently at Walter Reed Army Hospital, and we've just initiated a program for they and their families to come in and spend a few days in the hotel at our cost so that they're close and able to enjoy the family or enjoy the holidays with their loved one.
You're bringing in these families for the inauguration time?
No, we're bringing them in right now for the holidays. We're doing that in a number of the different hotels that are members of the Hotel Association in Washington are doing the same thing.
Has there been a discussion, though, that this may seem to be a bit excessive in a time, in a fairly dire time for the United States?
I understand what you're saying. This is not something that's involved directly with the government. This is someone who's making a personal decision to spend their own money, not federal funds. Certainly doesn't detract from anything that's supportive of the troops. I think that hardly a day passes that we don't think about them and offer our prayers and our respect for all that they're doing.
Daryl Schaefer is general manager of the Mandarin Oriental Hotel in Washington, D.C. He's talking with us about an inauguration week package, 4 nights, 5 days, you said?
That's correct.
Okay, at a cost of $200,500. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Noah Adams, for that interview. Noah's been a regular here for several months. He's leaving NPR West, driving back across the country starting tomorrow for other assignments. Safe travels, Noah. I trust we'll hear you back here soon.